worship you. Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Come on, take it with me. Almighty God, there is none. Come on and lift your hands and worship Him. Oh, Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. Somebody lift your hand and say, I give you. For you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none. I tried it my own way. There is none. I want to testify tonight. There is none. There is none like you. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none. I want to shout it from the highest mountain. Come on. Oh, Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. See, I can't sit down. I say, I give you. For you are my righteousness. That's why I decree, that's why I declare, I worship you. There is none. Stop trying to fool yourself. There is none. His name is Jesus. Come on. There is none. There is none. There is none. Yeah. Come on, somebody just worship Him. There is none. There is none like you. I commit my life to you, Jesus. I get out the way and I say, there is. See, I have to bow down and say, with all my heart, there is none. Yes, there is none like you. Oh, I worship you. Almighty God, there is none like you.
52 weeks of love in the presence of the Lord.
Praise you, Father, in the presence of the Lord. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you this night. Oh, God, I praise you, Father. I worship your name tonight, Lord. I worship your name, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. Almighty God, I worship you. Almighty God, I worship you because there's none like you. There's none like him. I worship you tonight, Lord. I worship your name tonight, Jesus. I worship you tonight, Lord. We worship your name tonight, Lord. We worship you because there's none like you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Oh, an awesome God. You are mighty God. You are everlasting God. You are everlasting Father. And you the Prince of Peace. And I worship you tonight. We worship you tonight. I lift my hand to you right now in the spirit. And I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship your name. And I thank you. And I appreciate you and I adore you. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Awesome song. An awesome song. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. What an awesome song. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll end 52 weeks of love. Week 5, hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to welcome and thank each of you tonight that have tuned in. I pray the word of God will minister grace to you and bring you closer to the God. Bring you closer to the God of our salvation. Let me say that again. I want to welcome and thank each of you tonight that have tuned in. I pray that the word of God will minister grace to you and bring you closer to the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Those that have their Bibles, turn your Bibles with me to the book according to the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, verses 23 through 24. And I want to use for a subject from that verse, John, the 4th chapter, verses 23 through 24. And I want to use for a subject from that verse, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. And it reads, verse 23, and it reads, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And verse 24 goes on to say, God is a spirit. He's a spirit being. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worcester defines worship as to honor a reverence as a divine being of supernatural power, to admire, honor, love, respect, to glorify, to exalt, to magnify, to praise, to please, to delight, appreciate, cherish, esteem, prize, treasure to value. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It sounds to me, saints, like it's talking about God. Let me say that again. It sounds to me, saints, like it's talking about God. It's talking about Jesus. Amen. I say it's talking about Jesus. Amen. There's a song that says, to worship him I live. To worship him I live. To worship him I live. I live to worship him. I need to say that again. There's a song that says, to worship him I live. To worship him I live. I live to worship him. Saints of God, I live to worship my God, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. I do. I say I do because of him. I have eternal life because of him. I have peace today because of him. I'm talking about because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, I have peace today. Because of Jesus, I have joy today. Thank you, Lord God. I can't help but to worship him. I can't help but to worship my Lord. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be adored. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, saint, listen. Jesus was passing through Samaria and stopped and sat on Jacob's well. Then along comes a Samaritan woman to draw water. Jesus asked her for a drink. She told Jesus, Jews don't have no dealing with Samaritans. Come on. How is it that you asked me for a drink? Thank you, Jesus. But little did she know what was about to happen to her. In the book of John, the gospel, the 4th chapter, verses 10, read. Jesus answered and said unto the woman, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee what? Living water. Oh my God. Living water. Living water. Living water. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. God would have given her living water. Living water. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Living water. I'm talking about living water. Have you ever been in a hospital before? Saints of God. Listen at me by the sound of my voice and the aid of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been in the hospital before? The first thing they do is hook you up to an IV that's hanging on a pole and gives you life water. You can be dehydrated. But when they give you that life water, y'all need to hear this tonight. You can be dehydrated. But when they give you that life water, you start to get better. It revives you and refreshes you. And it can also save you. Now, I'm talking about now, Jesus is telling the woman that if she knew who he was talking to her, listen, y'all, now. Now, Jesus is telling the woman that if she knew who was talking to her and the gift of God, he was and is, she would ask him for it. She would ask him for that living water. Amen? Hallelujah. She would ask him for it. She thought, listen, my saints of God.
Listen, my co-labors in the gospel.
She thought Jesus was talking about the water from the well. Y'all remember those old wells way back in those days?
You had to draw water from the well. You had a big bucket, and you would load a bucket down in the well, and you would pull up, you would draw up water. You would draw up water.
He was talking about the water from the well and how deep it was,
and that he didn't have anything to draw it out with.
And the gospel according to John, the 4th chapter, verse 13, reads, Jesus answered and said unto whosoever. Do we have some whosoever's on the line tonight?
I say, do we have some whosoever's on this line tonight?
Whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again. If you are whosoever and you drinketh of this water, you shall never thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. If you drink this water, I'm sorry to hear, you shall thirst again. Yes, if you drink this water. Verse 14 goes on to say,
but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, that's Jesus.
He said, but whosoever,
hey Jesus, drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
You drink the water from the well,
you're going to thirst again.
But if you drink from the water that Jesus gives you, you shall never thirst.
Shall is a promise. God promised us we'll never thirst again.
They got somebody thirsty tonight. They have somebody thirsty tonight.
You're thirsty.
You're dry.
You need a drink. But you need a drink from the living water that Jesus is going to give you. Not from the well, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him.
Listen to Jesus speaking. Go ahead, Jesus.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him or in her a well of water. Hallelujah, Jesus. Spring it up into the everlasting life. This water Jesus is going to give you is going to spring up from the inside. It's going to bubble up. It's going to run over. Hallelujah, Jesus. Spring it up from the everlasting life. Spring it up into everlasting life. This is the water that Jesus is talking about giving you. They got somebody out there who's thirsty tonight.
You thirsty. You're dry. You empty. You need a drink. You need to come to this man of God.
You need to come to Jesus, and you need a drink. You need a drink. You need a refill. You running on empty. Hey, Jesus. You running on empty,
and you need a refill. And you need to keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking until it's bubbling up from the inside.
It's going to bubble up from your belly. It's coming from the inside. The living water that God offers us is springing up from everlasting life. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Somebody, I'm talking to somebody on the line tonight. You're thirsty. You need a drink, hey Lord. You need a drink. You need this living water. You will never thirst again. You will never thirst again. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty.
Oh, good God Almighty. This water springs up.
Spring up a well in my soul. Listen at me, saints of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ. Good God Almighty.
Spring up a well in my soul.
Won't somebody say that with me? Say, spring up a well in my soul. Say it again. Say, spring up a well in my soul, hey, Lord. Spring up a well and make me whole. Come on. Spring up a well and you will see that life eternally, hey, Jesus. Spring up a well, saints. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to say this again. I feel the power of God. Good God Almighty. Spring up a well in my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and you will see that life eternally. Spring up a well, saints. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hey, that's why I worship Jesus, y'all. That's why I worship Jesus. We need to worship him. We need to worship him. Come on, somebody, and lift your hands with me. And let's worship him. Because he done so much for me. He done so much for you. It's because of Jesus that I live and move and have my very being. I have to say that one more time. It's because of Jesus that I live and move and have my very being. He's such an amazing God. He let the rain fall on the just and the unjust, even the very air we breathe, thank you, Father. The food we eat, the clothes we wear, his tender mercy is everywhere. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Even the very air we breathe. Even the very air, I'm glad I'm still on the land of the living and I can breathe today. I can breathe the air of God. Even the very air we breathe, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The food we eat, the clothes we wear, his tender mercy is everywhere. Hello, somebody. Come on. Listen. The clothes we wear, his tender mercy is everywhere. When Jesus got through explaining to the woman about this living water, she told him in verse 15, the woman said unto Jesus, she said, Sir, give me this water. You see, she wanted this water, y'all. It was living water. Not that water out of that old rusty well, but she wanted the living water that Jesus had offered her. The woman said unto him, she said unto Jesus, listen, y'all, sir, give me this water. You see, she wanted this water so bad, she came back, she said, give me this water. Somebody out there today need this water. You need this water. I'm talking about living water. You need this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Did y'all get that? The woman said unto him, sir, hey Jesus, give me this water, oh God, that I thirst not, yes, Jesus, neither come hither to draw, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Neither come at us to draw. Jesus began to tell the woman about herself. Listen, my people of God. Listen, saints. Listen. And she knew what he said was true. Everything Jesus says is true. He is a God of truth. He is the truth, the light, and he is the way. He is the truth. Everything he's saying is true, and he lies not. He's the same today and every day. She perceived, the Bible says, hey, Lord, that he was a prophet. Listen, my people. She perceived. seed. The Bible said that he was a what? A prophet. Come on, Jesus. Jesus was a prophet. He was a teacher. He was a pastor. He was an evangelist. He was a pastor. He was standing in all fivefold ministry gifts. He was standing in all fivefold ministry gifts without limit. Then she began to tell Jesus about how her forefathers worshiped in the mountain. Listen, y'all. Then she began to talk to Jesus about her forefathers worshiping in the mountain. Look where they worship at, in the mountain. And me and my friend were just talking today about what we worship at. It's not just going to a building to worship, a church house to worship. It's showing you what Jesus went on into the mountains and everywhere, and he prayed. He prayed. I'm going to say this again. Then she began to tell Jesus about her forefather. Worship her in the mountains. Jesus worshiped in mountains. He prayed in mountains. He went from mountain to mountain. And it didn't say what he was in the building, but one time when he was about 12 years old, I believe, when his mom and dad was looking for him, they found him in a building praying, preaching. They had built a temple there. But guess what, saints? I'm talking to the saints tonight. I'm talking to you if you're saved or ain't saved. But guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. Y'all need to hear this. But guess what, saints? It doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. Your mama or your daddy or your great-great-grandparents was members, and you still a member. Let me read that again. But guess what, saints? It doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. It's a church house. It's a building. We the church. Your mama or your daddy or your great-great-grandparents was members, and you still a member. You still a member. You still there. When you get the living water, I want y'all to hear this tonight. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. When you get the living water, oh, Jesus, living water does something to me. I feel the power of God. When you get the living water, hallelujah, Jesus, that's the Holy Spirit. My God, Lord, my God, oh, Jesus, my God, yes, Lord, my God, oh, Jesus, all that goes out the window. Look what Jesus told her. It's not going to matter where you worship on this mountain or in Jerusalem. Let me say that again. It's not going to matter where you worship on this mountain or in Jerusalem. And verse 23, it reads, but the hour cometh, and now, I'm talking about now, right now, when Virginia, now is, hey Jesus, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Come on. He's seeking such to worship him. He wants us to worship him. Bow down before him. Cry out to him. Worship him. Worship him. Come on, somebody. Worship him. Worship him. Throw up your hands and worship him. Worship him in the spirit. He's a spirit being. And we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The time is now. My brothers and my sisters and all of those who are listening tonight, the time is now. When, Sister Virginia, I said now. When, Sister Virginia, I say the time is now. When, Sister Virginia, I say the time is now. Not tomorrow. Not next week, hey Jesus. The time is now. Do you hear me, saints? Do you hear me, saints? Do you hear me, man of God? And those who need this living water, I know I need it. I'm going to drink, and I'm going to keep drinking, and I'm going to drink every day. I need a refill. I'm running on empty. I need a refill, and so do you. The time is now, hey Lord. The time is now. There have been times when I enter a dead church. Listen to me, my people. Listen, saints of God. Listen, 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 listen. There have been times when I enter a dead church. I'm talking about a dead church. Pulpit dead. Choir dead. The usher board is dead. The deacon board is dead. The deacon board is dead. The congregation is dead. The parking lot is dead. They need life in here, Lord. They need life in here, Lord. Give them life. Give them that living water, hey, Jesus. They need your Holy Spirit, Jesus. They need your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah. In my closing here tonight, y'all, I feel a bubbling in my stomach. I feel a bubbling in my stomach. I feel that living water bubbling up from the inside. Do you need this living water? I'm talking to somebody today. Hey, Lord. Do you need this living water? Yes, I do. Virginia do. Virginia needs this living water that she is talking about. You want to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Listen, my brothers and my sisters. Do you need this living water? Do you want to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? Well, you need it. Throw your hands up in the air and say, that's me. I need this living water. I need a drink and a drink. You get you a pitcher of water and get you an empty glass. And you start pouring that water in that glass. And when that glass overflows and it runs over, then you get you some more water. Just keep drinking and keep drinking and keep drinking. Keep drinking. Do you want to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? Well, you need a drink. I'm not talking about Hennessy. I'm not talking about wine cooler. I'm not talking about Jack Daniel. I'm not talking about Bud Light or whatever your drink was or is. You need the living water. You need the living water. Do you want to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? You need the living water. In closing here, I declare to you today. I declare to you today in verse 24 says, God is a spirit, Lord Jesus. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. And to Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs a drink. You need some living water. Lift your hands. Throw your hands up in the air and say, that's me. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven. And I need a drink. I say, I'm running on empty. I'm running on empty. And if you're running on empty, that's you. You need to keep drinking. Keep drinking. Keep drinking. And drink. And drink. And drink until you overflow. And when you overflow, that running water going to still leave. Oh, my God, oh, God, Jesus, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you.
First,
we must
be. looking for you. Let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. For I may be the only Jesus. Introducing